4VWA, KZ4TMA.
TMA from N4ZLK. Morning, Simon.
ZLK. Hey, this is Shane, isn't it? How you doing?
And I'm doing well. I just wanted to say hello and see how you were doing this morning.
Driving at the moment. Well, I suppose any time I'm on the air, I'm driving. I only have a mobile station. I don't have a base station yet. But that's actually why I was trying to catch Steve there for a minute. He's got a HF radio. He may have already sold it, but he had it for sale. Thought I'd check in with him about it. It would be a nice way to set up a first base station. Does HF anything that you do, or do you pretty much stick to these frequencies when you're driving, kind of like I do these days?
HF rig at home. I have two of them now, actually, as of a couple of weeks ago. But I don't have them set up at the house right now. I had them before we moved. I had it set up and did a little bit and enjoyed it. And I'm wanting to get back into it, but I spend so much time in the vehicles that this is pretty much where I spend most of my time on the radio.
Tell me this, if you don't mind. I'm starting to just think about HF really for the first time. From your experience with it, any kind of surprises you learned the hard way about getting a base station set up that you think I should keep in mind before I naively buy an HF radio and think I've got my mind around what else I need in terms of grounding and antennas? Just wondering if you had any kind of surprise lessons that you thought, you know, if Simon only knows about mobile radio, he probably doesn't realize X, Y, Z as far as how much it's involved in setting up a good base station.
I can't think of anything right off the top of my head. I'm sure there are plenty, but there's a lot of people with a lot more experience. I didn't really set up, when I had it up before, I didn't really have a good ground system. I was able to make a lot of good contacts, and I made sure that my radios were all disconnected anytime I wasn't near them. But I didn't have a good grounding system. In fact, yesterday I was just watching some more grounding videos on YouTube or playing them while I was driving. I wasn't watching them at all, of course. It was just, you know, I just kind of set it up quickly and got it working and, you know, didn't spend a lot of time at it. But there's a lot out there, so I'm probably not the guy that would have that for you.
I certainly didn't mean to ask you to give me a full education, but yeah, I always enjoy asking someone who's gone a path before me if there are any surprises along the way. But I know exactly what you mean. You were listening to YouTube, of course. You were listening to YouTube. Understood. What's the route today? Where are you headed?
I'm headed down 25. Going to cut over to Piedmont and then out to Easley and back to Berea area. And then maybe find something to eat for lunch and then kind of do the whole circle again except for Easley and make some pickups. So that's what I do just about every day.
Gotcha. Now you got me curious. I'm just kind of thinking about my own mobile rig here. What kind of setup do you have there in the truck? What are you talking to me on right now?
Kenwood 261A. I've got it mounted up in the headliner. There was a couple of screws up there holding some storage compartments, and the frame or the bracket fit perfectly in the width of the screws. And these trucks have a DC connection, a red and a black, you know, positive negative plug. So right close to that, so that made that easy. And then I've got a Hustler 5/8 wave antenna mounted where the CB antenna usually goes on the behind the window of the back side of the cab. So just run the cable through the trim and out the back of the vehicle.
Sounds like that truck was almost just waiting for a radio to go there. That sounds good. I was curious because I've noticed in some of our past quick chats that it's always sounded real clean, and I'm not sure how you manage, but I don't really pick up a lot of road noise either. Maybe you just got a good, well-insulated cab or something, but anyway, that's good. I'm actually now, unfortunately, I'm about to drop into the shadow of Paris Mountain, and I will probably lose the repeater for a little bit here. I can't wait until we get to link the Paris Mountain and Caesar's Head repeaters. I will then not have this problem, and I think I'll be able to to hit this network much better once we do that. So, anyway, I would stay on, but I should probably go ahead and say 73 because I've learned from experience that it's a frustrating dead zone here. So, I'll wait for your final, but sorry to make it so quick. I should probably jump off here for a second. So, ZZLK, what is it? N4ZLK. N4ZLK. KZ4TMA. All right, thanks again, Shane. Bye.
Good to hear you this morning, and there's plenty of people out here that can help you, and that's what it's all about. Good to hear you, and we'll talk to you later. KZ4TMA from N4ZLK, 73.